Let's talk a little bit about what are some rationale and research bases. As I mentioned earlier, there is the whole body of developmental assets, so I'll encourage you just to peruse the Search Institute's site. One of the things that's very interesting about that literature is that for almost any kind of assessment that you do, you will find SES differences in how certain things play out. In the developmental assets research literature, one of the interesting things, at least to date, is that they do not find that these assets play out any differently by race, by ethnicity, or by socioeconomic status. They seem to be equally important across the board. Again, look at that as one body of literature that can help you in thinking through these issues. One is that when we focus on strengths, it's more motivating for the client, the consumer, whether it's the family or if you're working with an adolescent or with a child. It's certainly more motivating for the provider. Reflect on your own experiences, either with being in school, having a boss, or in an interaction with a significant other. When someone is very negative, what's your reaction? The same thing happens in the interaction between families, youth, and providers. Focusing on strengths really helps in making the whole enterprise a lot more motivating. If we want to look at some of the research literature, just look at the whole body of literature regarding motivational enhancement therapy or motivational interviewing, which is one of the evidence-based practices, particularly for substance abuse. If you are not familiar with motivational enhancement therapy or motivational interviewing, particularly if you're working with adolescents, go and take a look at that literature. It not only supports a strength-based assessment, but it will enhance any kind of work that you are doing around system of care or any kind of therapy or service delivery. While it is old, there is a nice treatment improvement protocol, a TIP, available from SAMHSA. These TIP series cover a number of things, so you may want to go on SAMHSA's website and just type in TIP and see the ones that are there. They are available for download. You can also order them for free. So if you want to get a quick overview on motivational enhancement therapy, TIP 35 can do that. But there's a lot of literature that has come out since that was published. But again, it provides a nice research therapeutic rationale for doing strength-based assessment.